Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 183, Psalm 125, Freed from the Dominion of Sin. The promise is that the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. A rod or scepter is the emblem of authority and power. It is the badge of the king. The promise is therefore the same as that of sin shall not have dominion over you. The scepter of Christ's kingdom is righteousness. Therefore, if we yield to his authority, righteousness will rule us, and sin will have no control over us. There are many people who complain that they cannot keep from sinning. Sin has dominion over them, and they cannot help themselves. Indeed, everybody has had that experience. All men know, and are forced to confess, that there is power that can control them. But sin is from the devil, if righteousness is from God, and God is infinitely stronger than the devil. Therefore, everybody who knows the power of sin ought to know that if he yields himself as freely to be the servant of righteousness as he has to serve sin, he will find the power for good immeasurably stronger than that for evil. So even our experience in sin may be made to serve a purpose in making us understand the possibilities in the Christian life. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That answers the question as to how we can live a right life. The Lord has taken the responsibility wholly on himself. He has become answerable for our conduct, provided only that we will recognize and acknowledge him in everything. Just think, if we constantly remember that our breath comes from God, that he is breathing it into our nostrils, and that we cannot move except by his power, there would be an end of sin. For no one can be thinking evil while meditating on the power and love of God. It is only the people who forget God that will be lost.